The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver,
a Salem Media Group station.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone.
But we got one rule. You can only call once a week. This is Peter Boyles.
Not a single rule in the world. When I'm on the air, 303-696-1971, you just have to keep it clean. The seven words you cannot say. Well, I think a few of those are off the list now. But anyway, I'm Randy Corcoran from Saturday Mornings. I'll be right back here tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. for our regular gig, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. And since my direct boss, my program director, my producer for the day, Kelly Michaels is behind the glass. I think it's very important to read this text. And then we'll get to phones, and then we'll get to Ted Harvey. But this is from George. So good to hear you on Friday instead of waiting until 6 a.m. Saturday. Your wisdom, and he mentions me, Randy, your wisdom and your positive interpretation of what's going on in our country really lifts me up. I'm not a caller because I guess I'm shy or something like that. Getting on and having hundreds or thousands of people hearing me would really drive me nuts. So I hope I'm not embarrassing you, George. So I give you my praise this way rather than calling and giving it that way. I hope that's okay. You are a truly positive, valuable member of the team on 710. And I hope and pray you'll be there for a long, long time. And Kelly's like, no, he's shaking his head back there. He said, no, you're on your last leg as it is, Corcoran. But always fun to work with Kelly, man. He is masterful back there. And let's keep him busy, 303-696-1971. We'll get to David, then we'll bring on Ted Harvey here in just a couple of minutes. David, thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling all the way in from Grand Junction.
Oh, thanks, Randy. During the break there, I happened to watch that little video talking about that you were talking about with Melania Trump getting booed.
I don't
get it. There's maybe two boos. There are a lot of headlines about it, but you know, in a crowd of a couple of thousand people, two boos is like nothing. So I don't get the you know, is this just you know, trying to get some pity, you know, for the guy that, or, you know, Trump is under impeachment. His wife comes in to do a drug speech, and, you know, I think it's just pity talk trying to get some support for Trump.
Oh, you really think it's okay for school children, middle school and high schoolers to boo the First Lady of the United States, whether they like her father or not, David? Do you really want people to think that's what you believe?
I know that I've been to enough speeches to know that in a crowd of a few thousand people, you're going to get boos, no matter if it's the Pope, you know, if it's the, you know, the Lord Governor, who knows? Everybody gets booed. And it's an amazing thing, you know, to imagine that, you know, there are so many headlines based upon a couple of kids booing. It's pitiful, you know, when you imagine the amount of headlines that that such a thing gets.
But do you have children, David?
Sure, I do.
It's pitiful if you did not raise them to be respectful when someone comes in, whether you like them or disagree with them or not, especially when an adult who also happens to be the First Lady of the United States of America, that you didn't teach your children that it's improper, disrespectful,
so
inappropriate, and disciplinary material to boo the First Lady of the United States. And I'm surprised you don't know better.
Are you implying that my kids were there booing her? Don't even, you know, this is just stupid.
That was a stupid comment. Anybody who listened didn't think that I was implying that. But anyway, let's move on to some intelligent conversation with somebody who I just admire so much, his political perspective, his wisdom. He was the very first person, as we were there at the Republican National Convention after the nomination of Donald Trump to the presidency to come out with his Trump hat on and his T-shirt that said, what was it, Ted? What choice do I have?
Good morning, my friend.
Wasn't that what the T-shirt said? What choice do I have or something like that?
Yes, it's straight out of options.
Yes, yeah, straight out of options. That's right. So,
based off of the record album cover, Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah. Well, it was awesome. And you know, for people who are so down on Ken Buck now, you know, I don't like all of his votes, and the Colorado GOP isn't functioning at the level it should yet. He and you were at the top of the heap saying, this is our nominee now. All you Cruz delegates, all you self-righteous constitutional conservatives, putting myself in that category, it's time to pony up because we've got to defeat Hillary Clinton. And you immediately flipped your Stop Hillary PAC, which had been doing fundraising and pontificating all around the country, into the Committee to Defend the President. Could you have imagined that this president would perform at this level, including moving forward the conservative agenda that people like you and I have been fighting for me a decade and you much longer than that?
No. I ran the committee to the Stop Hillary PAC since 2013 with the sole goal to make sure that Hillary never stepped foot in the White House again. And the last thing I ever thought was that Donald Trump would be the one to take her down. And, looking back, I think that there is nobody else that could have taken her down other than Donald Trump. I think that he touched a nerve with hardworking, blue-collar, patriotic union folks in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and he got them out to support his candidacy over Hillary's, and I think that there's nobody else could have done that, and that's why he won the presidency. And unbelievably to me, he has been, in my opinion, the most conservative president of my lifetime, and God bless him. You look at all the judges that he has appointed that are constitutionalists. You look at the way he has handled the border and changed policy down there that will have impacts for generations, just the policies, not to mention trying to fund the wall and build the wall. Then you look at what he's done on life and defunding Planned Parenthood around the country, and then you look at what he's done on foreign policy to take on all of the globalists around the world that have been trying to stealing from the American taxpayers with the help of American presidents and American politicians. This president has been incredible in all of those things, and God bless him for it. I literally, that is what my Thanksgiving was all about yesterday, was thanking God for all of the benefits that the Lord has given us in this country, all of the privileges, all of the rights that we have, but also the fact that this president has stood up for life, stood up for the sovereignty of our country, and stood up for the taxpayers, because no other president has done it in my lifetime.
So we're talking with Ted Harvey, founder of the Committee to Defend the President, obviously has been sucked deeply into the Trump cult. Don't you think?
I lost you.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know why, but I was just joking about, you know, the latest thing in the on CNN and MSLSD. They had some expert on CNN who talked about how those of us who support this president are now being sucked into the Trump cult, that it's cultish behavior.
Yeah. I think it's just the other way around. Those in the media have been sucked into the Trump derangement syndrome. And what you have seen in the media over the last 3 years, there is no other way to define it other than they have lost their mind. They have given up their credibility. They've given up everything that they've worked for in the professional basis, and said it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, what the end result is. all our goal is to make sure that this president doesn't get reelected. And they have pretty much said that. New York Times has said, our goal is to defeat this president, and we are going to run all of our newspaper articles to that effect. And that's what CNN has done as well. If anybody is in a cult, it is the media and it is the Democrats in Washington, D.C. They have all joined a cult that is 100% convicted to defeat this president in the 2020 election. And the result is, if you look at all the polls, the unaffiliateds are saying enough is enough, and the president's rising in the polls in all of the swing states, and it's hurting the Democrat candidates not only running for president but also running for Congress.
Yeah, and the polling is shifting greatly away from impeachment.
It's collapsing.
It's always fun to make fun of Nancy Pelosi, and you know she's at such an advanced age now. She has trouble sometimes putting a thought together and articulating it well. But she is a brilliant political strategist, and she tried so hard to keep the radical left that is now in charge of her party away from going down this impeachment path because she could see the problem it was going to be, and. Now that the polling is shifting, there are people, and Julie Hayden at our station has been predicting that there would never actually be an impeachment vote. I feel like they've gone too far down this road, and the pressure from their radical left base is too high. They're going to impeach this president. They're going to have the vote. The problem for Democrats now is that it's very likely there'll be more Democrats voting against it than voted against the idea of even having the impeachment inquiry. They're going to lose support among their more moderate Democrats, especially those that won in Trump districts.
Most definitely. I don't know if they'll have the votes necessary to go to impeachment because literally the polls are collapsing in these swing states. The Republicans are running commercials in these states where Trump won in 2016 that Democrats currently hold. They've got to be getting an earful back in their districts, and it'll be interesting because they are more interested in getting reelected than they are in pushing the Democrat impeachment push that the radical left is doing, and they're going to be voting to protect themselves. So I don't, even if Nancy is forced to bring it up for a vote to protect or to appease the left, I'm not sure they're going to have the vote.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, the Democrats thought that they would be going home after finally bringing impeachment to the fore to have their town halls and be welcomed back into their districts. And it's just simply not happening. There's a Democrat legislator by the name of Connor Lamb in Minnesota, and she's in the 2nd District, and there was a town hall. I'm confusing two people. There was a town hall held in Minnesota's 2nd District for a Democrat named Angie Craig. And there was a voter there who attended and was quoted in the local Minnesota paper saying this: I don't know what the reason is for impeachment. It's not like Nixon years ago. With Trump, they wanted to impeach him from day one. I voted for Democrat Angie Craig, but I won't vote for her again. She's done. And that's what Democrats are hearing all over the country.
Yep. Yep. If you go back and pull up a Politico post from April of 2016, before Trump was even the nominee, they were saying as soon as he lays his hand on the Bible and is sworn in, he could be impeached because of his outrageous rhetoric. That was before he even won the nomination. They've been talking about impeachment and trying to get that into the American mindset, into the narrative of America, that this man is not worthy of being president. They have been coming against him for all these years, and they're never going to let up. And the American people are smarter than that, and that's all that really matters. And the Democrats don't understand. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what the media thinks. It only matters what the voters think. And the voters don't support impeachment, and it's going to destroy the Democrat Party if they continue down this road. And I don't think they get it. Nancy Pelosi gets it, but she's lost control of her party.
There's just no question about it. Do you think that the Democrats, because they're in the bubble, the CNN, MSNBC, Washington bars after work, Los Angeles, New York City, that they actually, in talking to each other, they believe that that is what they think is what America thinks? Or are they trying to just keep that alive, hoping that somehow they can find some way to dampen the enthusiasm that continues to increase for this president?
I think there is such a disdain of the president by these radical leftists that they can't get outside of their bubble and hear what the American people think of this president. He has higher polling ratings than Obama did at any point in his first 3 years of the administration. And the Democrats don't understand that. They don't get that. And they forget the fact that Obama won re-election with polling numbers less than Trump. And the more they continue to just disregard the American voters, the worse it's going to be for the Democrats. It's crazy.
It's remarkable. Let's we're talking about the politics of it. And of course, you know, you predicted, I predicted, so many people who were really analyzing what the Democrats were about to do thought it would be politically harmful to them. I hate to stain the legacy of all of the Trump successes in history as being another one of the presidents who was impeached, if that actually does happen. And so from a political perspective, it's sad historically, and I think it benefits the president in his reelection, which is a good thing. But let's step back from the politics of it. You and I both agree that there's no way that the president gets removed. But what about the actual nuts and bolts of impeachment? You know, the ones who refer to you and people like you and me as sycophants or a part of the Trump cult, they just can't understand how we don't see. They started out arguing quid pro quo, and then they you know, poll tested it, and people just didn't understand the this for that quid pro quo argument. So then they moved to bribery, and from bribery to, you know, obstruction of justice, obstruction of Congress, things that the executive is supposed to do. You know, they're co-equal branches of government. They're supposed to have tension back and forth. But when you read the transcript, when you've listened to all of the testimony, what's your response to a leftist that hears the same things, reads the same things you and I have seen, or hears the commentary on it, and they come to the conclusion that how can you not see, Ted Harvey, that this president was using the powers of his office to leverage a needy ally in a time of need in order to further his political agenda by taking out one of his political enemies? What's your response to that ground level approach to impeachment?
Well, I think that any time any U.S. president, or for that matter, any leader of any country, is giving aid, giving support to a foreign country, they're going to want something in return. That they are going. You look at Trump with the trade relations with NATO. Trump said, "I'm not going to give more U.S. taxpayer dollars to NATO unless the other members of the NATO coalition start paying their fair share." That wasn't abusing his power. That was protecting the American taxpayers by saying, "You pay your fair share, and then I will pay our fair share." We were paying 2% to 4% into NATO of our GDP, and the rest of the world was paying less than 1%. That's not fair. So Trump was standing up to them for the American taxpayers. You look what he's doing to China and having a trade war, saying, "No, you have to do this, 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 and this, or we are going to have tariffs on your products." That is a quid pro quo. There's no doubt about that. But there's nothing illegal about that. And when it came to the Ukraine, the president was saying, "We want to make sure that you are investigating the corruption that has been going on in your country for all of these years. We want to make sure that there are other countries around the world that are putting money into the Ukraine. It's not just the United States that is funding this corrupt country." And that is what the quid pro quo was all about. There was never anything that was saying, "Do this, investigate my political rival or else." That never happened. even if you listen to all of the testimony from all of the people, that was never one of the quid pro quos. And
no, at most, they were holding off on a meeting at the White House, a meeting.
Right.
Until they knew that there were investigations going on, sufficient investigations into the third most corrupt country in the world, by the president who won a landslide election based on arguing that the last guy promised in corruption, I will do it. And so they were just asking him to do what he said he was going to do, what he was elected to do.
And this, and the president of the United States understood that the Ukraine government was up to their ears in the corruption into the 2016 U.S. election. And the president that won, who they were trying to bring down, was saying, with this new president that's coming in who ran on the fact that he's going to clean up corruption, I want to have his commitment that he's going to look into this fact that the previous Ukrainian government was involved in the United States election to bring me down. I think that is a completely legitimate thing for the president of the United States to ask. And I think that the American people agree that was a legitimate thing for Trump to ask. And that's why the Democrats who are running this outrageous impeachment effort don't get it. And that's why it's going to destroy their party, because the American people agree with the president in what he was doing.
And he's just so upfront about it. He's so out there enjoying himself, enjoying the massive crowds, enjoying the tremendous success, enjoying, you know, the hide and go seek he played with the media over Thanksgiving when they Newsweek reports he's tweeting and golfing and follows the caravan into Mar-a-Lago while he's sneaking off in another plane to go spend Thanksgiving with the troops in Afghanistan. It was just absolutely brilliant. And Ted, we haven't
figure this guy's 73 years old.
Yeah.
And he had a rally in Florida of, I don't know, 25,000. He spoke for over 2 hours. And then within 24 hours, he's in Afghanistan with the troops. The guy is amazing.
And just glowing. He looks healthy, looks energetic. He's not struggling. The troops love having him there. Absolutely beautiful. Let's listen to this real quick. This is the there it is. Listen to the applause as Trump rolls out in front of the troops in Afghanistan yesterday.
Fantastic. Thank you. Would you like to stay here, or would you like to go?
That tells you all you need to know about the love of these troops for that president. And when you look at his face and hear his words, you can feel it going back the other way. Ted, we're up against a break. I can push it a little bit if you need to go. I'd love to have you sit through.
Fine.
Okay. I want to play three clips for you when we come back. They're very, very short. One is I'll play them in chronological order. One is less than 20 seconds. One is 23 seconds. The other is 2 seconds that I think identify the problem that the left has, the problem that our country has, that vast majority, or at least an increasing majority of Americans, is waking up to. And we'll play those on the other side and then get your comments. So I hope everybody will stay with us. Ted Harvey, the Committee to Defend the President, as we continue on the Peter Boyle Show here at 710 KNUS.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Coming up on 7:30, Friday after Thanksgiving, sun is up. You barely know it. It is so foggy out there, and light traffic on 225. A lot of folks taking the day off. I hope you're one of them. But whatever you're doing today, we're so glad that you're spending some time here with us on 710 KNUS. Always love the time I get to spend with my friend Ted Harvey, the Committee to Defend the President.com, Committee to Defend the President.com. And Ted, I was looking at Donald Trump's Twitter feed during the break, and he's got he retweeted Diamond and Silk, who were talking about their experience at the Black Voices for Trump event. Do you know C.L. Bryant, Reverend C.L. Bryant?
I've met him just briefly, but I don't know him.
He's a powerhouse. He's a founding member of Black Voices for Trump, and he's moving to Colorado. His wife has always wanted to live here, and they're actually moving here in December. So I'll make sure we all sit down and get together.
Definitely.
Yeah. He is someone to connect with for sure. But before we went into the break, I said that there were three very short clips I wanted to play for you. And this is really my answer to the left. We had a leftist call a little while ago saying that the stories about the middle school and high schoolers who booed the first lady when she was there to talk about the opioid crisis among our youth, that it was just a bunch of newsmaking to try and engender sympathy for Trump. And we had a texter write in, last caller was an idiot. Thank you for cutting him off. But my response to people like that, when they want to bring me the moral turpitude of this president and how he was misusing his powers to blackmail the president of Ukraine, is to see if they've ever paid attention to, ever had any objection to, or ever even commented on stuff like this, starting back with Barack Hussein Obama.
My last election, basically. Yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and my family.
President Obama. I'll have more flexibility after my, this is my last election, I'll have more flexibility, and President Medvedev of Russia says, I'll transmit that to Vladimir. Not a word from the radical left when all that was going on. Then we've got this guy.
They said, you have no authority, you're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid. They said,
an actual quid pro quo. And he's sitting there.
That was a bribe.
Yeah.
That wasn't a quid pro quo. That was a bribe.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's sitting there in this panel at the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, Deep State Central, and they're all chuckling and laughing. And then this last one, it's less than 2 seconds, but it's so very important.
Thank God for the deep state.
That was John McLaughlin, who used to run the CIA, sitting there with John Brennan, who also used to run the CIA, voted for a communist in the 70s for president, by the way. And here's what they think.
Thank God for the deep state.
That is the problem that we're up against and that so many in America are starting to understand. This ambassador class, this advisory class, this fourth branch of government that is unelected and unaccountable, has been running
smarter than you and me.
Yes, they're so much smarter than we are. I mean, you're going to have to, now I'm going to have to play another clip. Where is this? Oh, here it is. This was Michael Bloomberg, the latest Democrat socialist to enter the race, so much smarter than you and I are, Ted. Listen to this guy.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer, so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things.
Ted, don't you just want to walk up and just slap him upside the face and say, sir, how dare you? He's so much smarter than the poor people that he wants to tax out of drinking a Coke.
Social engineering at its best. We know what's best for you, and we, the elitists in the country, in the world, that that are so much smarter than the peons out there are going to dictate what is going to happen. And if you elect somebody like Donald Trump, who's going to come up against that, we will do everything we can to destroy him and to destroy you. And you look at Antifa, you look at the well-funded left around the world, for that matter. If you don't bow down to our socialist, big government, globalist agenda, we will destroy you. And that is what you're seeing on Facebook. That's what you're seeing on Twitter. That's what you're seeing on the streets of America with Antifa. They will destroy you if you ever speak out against their socialist globalist agenda. And the American people are rising up because they're not going to fall for that.
I played this last Saturday. I don't have it on the board now, but or maybe I played it off on my computer. But do you remember when Chuck Schumer, I think he was on Meet the Depressed, and this is early on when Donald Trump was saying that his wires were tapped. Now we know that that's true. When the deep state was, spying on his campaign, and Chuck the Schmuck Schumer on Meet the Depressed or one of the shows, Sunday morning shows, said, you know, watch, tread carefully, Mr. President, because the intelligence community has multiple ways to take you down.
Yep. Yep.
And
he was right.
Yeah.
That is why, you know, it's outrageous to me that we continue, that Congress continues to fund the Patriot Act, that the Congress continues to say that it's okay for the intelligence community of the world to spy on American citizens, and we're going to continue to fund that. Everybody said it was just conspiracy talk to say that the intelligence community would do that. And now we know for a fact that they did spy on the Trump campaign. They did spy on U.S. citizens. But it's just as wrong when they spy on you and me as it is when they spy on the Trump campaign. But the Democrats and the elite establishment continue to say that that's okay. And it's not okay. They work for us, not the other way around.
Are you seeing an actual landslide reelection developing if things continue as they are right now for Donald Trump next year?
You know, you look at all of these rallies, and especially the one in New Mexico. I had the chance to go to New Mexico for the Trump rally down there. 40% of those that attended were Hispanic. Of the total that showed up, 32% were Democrats. You look at the polling right now that's showing 34% of African Americans are going to vote for President Trump. If he does get those kind of numbers in 2020, it will totally radically change the electoral map in the United States. The Democrats can never recover from that if 32% of African Americans vote for a Republican president. I believe that they have gone so far to the left, radically to the left, that these hardworking, pro-family, patriotic Democrats, moderate Democrats and moderate unaffiliateds out there are looking at the Democrats and saying, that's not me. That's not the Democrat Party of my parents and grandparents, the JFK Democrat Party. These guys are whack jobs. And I think they've gone so far to the left that Trump is going to win in a landslide, and I think we will take back the House and we'll take back we'll keep the Senate, and the Democrat Party is going to have some, you know, serious introspection about where they're going to go as a party moving forward. Because if they continue to go down this radical leftist line, they're never going to win any more presidential elections for the foreseeable future.
It almost makes you think that God is playing in American politics right now, doesn't it? Because the left has to see what they're doing to themselves right now. And they have to see how Donald Trump, 95% support in the Republican Party. Are you kidding me? We've never seen numbers like that before. I was a reluctant Mitt Romney supporter and voter. I was a reluctant John McCain supporter. I was an advocate against President Donald Trump until after he was nominated. And now people like me who voted for him to defeat Hillary and only to defeat Hillary, have watched him work for the last 3 years, and we're on fire, donating money, willing to make phone calls, devote radio shows to talking about it and all that sort of thing. How can the left, how can they be so blind to this suicide mission that they're on?
Well, it's not just the fact that we are supporting the president, but we're also coming to his aid. When the Democrats started the impeachment on nothing, even though the president had already released the transcript, I think a majority of Americans stood up and said, it's not just that we support this president, which we do, but we are angry. We are going to aggressively defend this president, and we're going to proudly wear our MAGA hats. We're going to proudly wear our T-shirts. We're going to proudly go out there and knock doors and stuff envelopes, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we destroy the media and the Democrat Party that's trying to tell us that this president is a crook, because he is not. And I think that the American people are coming to the defense of this president because of how aggressive the media is trying to destroy him.
And he is setting the standard, writing the playbook for how you push back against these nonstop slots. We're up against our next break, and I don't want to ask you to stay through and give up a full hour of your Friday morning, but are you paying any attention at all to Colorado politics? And what do you think about the fact that Cory Gardner, with all of these attack ads all over television, constantly about, he's damaging our environment, the EPA, he's helping the drug companies hike prices, and absolutely no pushback, no TV ads. The kind of stuff we hear from Cory Gardner right now is just, the latest opening of this or closing of that or whatever. Is there a method to the madness to be laying low right now, or is it a mistake in your very well thought out view, because you've been doing this a long, long time?
Well, go back to our comments just now. I think that the Democrats are overplaying their hand. I think they are trying to lie about Republicans, trying to lie about the president, trying to lie about Republican candidates. And I think that the American people are waking up to that. And that every campaign has to hold their money. It all comes down to money. And Cory can't be spending money this far out trying to defend himself when he doesn't have bottomless pits the way the Democrats do. I think in the end, Cory's going to win, because I think the American people are not stupid, and the Colorado voters are not stupid. And I think they're going to see just how radical the left is in the capital in Denver, Colorado, and how radical they are in Washington, D.C. And I think your basic mainstream, patriotic, God-fearing Democrats and unaffiliateds out there are going to say, that's not us. And I think Cory's going to win again, and I think Donald Trump's going to win again.
And very strong possibility, the more I hear, that Donald Trump will be here at least a couple times, maybe as many as three between now and November 2020, because they actually consider states like New Mexico, states like Colorado being in play. And we're going to watch the Democrat legislature in our state, in spite of the resounding defeat of Proposition CC, try and legislatively chip away at the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. That should be enough to get voters enthused, and I think Donald Trump will add to that as well.
I agree.
All right.
I guarantee you Trump will win New Mexico in 2020. I've been down there 5 times over the last 2 months, and the voters in New Mexico, there is a revolution going on down there, and we just need to spark that fire here in Colorado.
How can folks support the Committee to Defend the President, Ted?
Go to our website, committeetodefendthepresident.com. Look at all of the stuff we're doing around the country, the commercials that we're running around the country. Hit our donation page and contribute there. Follow us on Facebook at Committee to Defend the President, and follow us on Twitter at @defend_Trump.
Are you in town for the next few weeks?
I am.
All right. I'm going to collect that rain check on our get together.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, man. Love you. Have a great rest of the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks for spending so much time with us this morning.
Thanks,
on the
buddy.
Peter Boyle
God
Show.
Bless. All
right.
Have a great weekend.
You too. 7:45. Got to hit the break. We'll do it now. Don't forget Ken Buck in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of reasons to stay tuned at 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710. Update.
President Trump is back in the U.S. after his first visit with the troops in Afghanistan.
Download our free mobile app and listen to 710 KNUS on your phone or hear us at home or at work on your Alexa device. Details at 710knus.com. Message and data rates apply.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Love some of these songs. They just fit in so well to what I try to do when I'm on the air, and that is inspire you to be in this fight and to ignore the mainstream media and to learn so you can push back and speak loudly and proudly about what it means to be an American, what it means to support this president, why it's so incredibly important that we work our tails off in 2020 after he absolutely abolishes, wipes out this impeachment hoax, because the joke is certainly going to be on the Democrats by the time this thing is done. One thing, now that we're past Thanksgiving, is Christmas is ahead, and the Christmas mortgage miracle is right there. News Talk 710 KNUS is the home of the Christmas mortgage miracle, where you can win your mortgage or rent paid for an entire year. We've got complete details at 710knus.com. And the Christmas Mortgage Miracle is brought to you by Genesis Total Exteriors, Colorado's premier contractor for interior or exterior construction and remodeling projects. I know those guys. I like them. And it's brought to you by Nova Home Loans as well, your source for all your future mortgage refinance or purchase needs. 710knus.com. Check out the Christmas Mortgage Miracle. Ted Harvey talked about the latest polling showing 34% black support for this president. The left is in panic mode. 8% black population voted for Trump in 2016. If he increases that even by 50%, which would be to 12% from 8, forget about 20%, 30%. Democrats are toast in 2020. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to play a clip from Candace Owens. A couple of minutes, well worthwhile, black conservative superstar. She's going to explain why we will win, why the black community is awakening to the plantation, as my buddy Reverend C.L. Bryant describes it, the Democrat plantation that has been holding the black community down for decade after decade after decade. So we'll play that Candace Owens clip. We'll take some calls as well. 303-696-1971, 696-1971. And make sure you stick around. At 8:20, we'll spend some time with my friend, chairman of the Colorado State GOP, congressman who will be on the Judiciary Committee when they take up impeachment starting Wednesday of next week. His name's Ken Buck, and he joins us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Stay with us as we wrap up this Friday edition of the Peter Boyles Show right here on 710 KNUS.